Blog Talk Radio.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent. I spit that wonder
rhyme. Yo. What is up, people? We are back. It is your boy, Jay Turk, 214, owner of the Green Bay Packers. And I got my guy here, of course, Steps, also known as Cypher the God, owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Say what's up, Steps.
What's going on, League? It's week four. I see a lot of shining. I see a lot of people taking L's. But what's going on, everybody?
Shining in L's. Shining it is. Yeah, man. Week two of the edition of SFL Weekly 928, September 28, 2017. Man, we got a lot of stuff to cover. We got a guest this week. We got Julian, the owner of, I believe, the Lions. Am I mistaken? The Lions, correct?
Yes, sir. That is the Lions owner.
The Lions owner, real great owner for the league. He's doing a lot of big things. We're gonna bring him on in a little bit, and we'll discuss a couple of things with him, and just pick his brain and the project he has going on with the videos. A lot of people are excited about that, so I can't wait to talk to him in a little bit. But right now, let's get started with one of the big stories that we had going on last week. Big story was about Dallas Cowboys owner William Gones in the zero tolerance rule that the league had for him. We heard some more rumblings that owner Gones was livid with the league offices about the information that he found out about him being on the cusp of maybe just flat out being kicked out of the league altogether. He was livid. He was not a happy camper. He let the league officers know exactly how he felt. And frankly, from what I've been told, they said it doesn't change their stance at all, and that they're going to stand by exactly what they said. If he continues to act like a, and this was loosely quoted, littering jackass, then they're going to let him go. But, hey, It's a cold world sometimes. I hope Gones gets it together. He had a pretty good week this last week. He wasn't too out of control. But I just kind of want to throw that out there. Couple of crazy things happening. Oh, matter of fact, Steps, just a moment ago, we never even discussed what we had around the SFL. We just want to go around the SFL real quick. You got any maybe like games that you saw that was real cool, a real good game, or anything that crazy that happened in the league here recently that you just want to talk about real quick? I know it was kind of off guard. We didn't discuss that before, but
hey, you know what? It's no problem, man. That's what I'm here for, to go with the wind. Hey, I tell you what. There was a game that was really good that just happened, Bears versus Packers. Y'all two played a heck of a game. Really, I really expected you to lose because you took those two quarterback tackles on that very final drive, but somehow, some way, you came out with that 20-yard pass and that spin move with Randall Cobb to get a first down, have that 15-yard scramble, and then the game-winning kick. So kudos to you for that. I got some stats here. Let me just run through a few things here. Let's see. So in the NFC South coming into this week, you know, we had three teams that were undefeated. Unfortunately, the Panthers, they just took the first L. So, you know, the Patriots came through and, you know, they smacked them down after having maybe 7-8 turnovers in the game, something crazy. But, you know, overall, it was a pretty solid game I saw right there. I see there's five players right now already just beginning of the week that had at least 10 thrown interceptions. And you can kind of guess who's one of those users already. I'm not going to say no names, though. But we got okay, who do you think, Turk, would be leading the league in receiving yards and receptions right now? Who, just take a swipe at it.
Receiving yards and receptions? Receiving yards. I wouldn't even know where to start, man. I haven't even. It's so much. We're moving so fast. It's so much to process. I don't even know who has high usage on their teams yet. I don't know. You're just gonna let the cat out of the bag on that one.
Does Sammy Coates sound familiar? Never would
yes,
I have imagined that Sammy Coates would be shining like this. But then again, it's B we're talking about here, the owner of the Cleveland Browns. Sammy Coates found himself a second life over there, and he's over there shining and wilding out. Another name to look out for, middle linebacker Nathan Geary. I believe that's how you say his name for the Eagles. Rookie linebacker,
yes.
He's got six receptions and one forced fumble, well on his way to Rookie of the Year for NFC.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hold on. Before you go to the next one, let me tell you something about the NFC East, boy. I watched them last night. Well, I ain't going to say them. I can't just generalize them just yet. But I kind of already have an idea of what Gone's already done. Boy, if that ain't some of the muttastic stuff I've ever seen in my life. It is all dink and dumps. His dink and dumps all over the place. It is very questionable running here and there. It is just ridiculous. It is so many. Just, three rushers in all zones. I'm going to play the middle of the field. I'm going to play the middle of the field and dare you to throw it. I mean, hey, and it's been working. And maybe that's why the interception numbers are up this season. I don't know. But the middle linebacker players, I would say across the board, has been really, really good. And Nathan Geary is just one of the players who is benefiting from this because I had no idea in hell where that guy came from until last night.
Same here. I'm over here watching the game right now, Eagles versus Chargers, and I've already seen them make a couple of good plays. Right now the score in that game is 3-3. They're in the second quarter with 8:53 left. Chargers got the football going up on the 23-yard line. LeGarrette Blount has already been shining this game, which we'll have to mention him in just a minute because he's getting a special shout-out for something. But, so right now the game is close, and we'll see how this turns out. We'll keep updating you guys as the show goes on.
Yeah, we can double back to around the SFL, but one more thing that I want to touch upon too, Pauls, is the LB and Rob game. I don't know if anybody caught that, but Rob lost. So that is, for the record, that puts Rob at 0-3. He is currently, if we had to start the draft today, I would imagine he has the number one pick. That's saying a lot after we all know of the King Wolf Saga. Like I said, Rob is one of the people we was going to keep a special eye on this season after all the talking he did during the preseason. But moving on, man, like you were saying,
I got a quick question about that, about the Rob being 0-3. I got a quick question for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
What is up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? Let's talk about it. Maybe everybody did what Rob did, and when he mentioned this King Wolf person, everybody just went and looked and seen what King Wolf does, and they said, oh, I know how to stop that. Everybody just took the advice of LB, who it looks like he's hell-bent on making Rob look horrible as possible every single time he opens up his Madden game. So, hey, honestly, I'm trying to grasp it, Pauls, but I would have thought he would have won one by now. But this is amazing. If he goes 0-4, it might be time to start considering, like you want to wrap it up and try developing some of these younger players, man.
I would go out and say that after, if he loses next week, I don't know who he plays next week, but if he loses next week, then he might want to go ahead, like you said, fill up young players, and he might want to start looking for the next season. Not calling him out the tank or anything. I'm just saying that maybe he might want to lay down the controls in some crucial situations and let the computer do what it does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, but moving on because we definitely have to get to this interview with Julian. So let's run through these surprise players real quick. And like we stated before, we did have a special shout out coming for LeGarrette Blount, who's probably running over somebody as we speak. That guy's a man child. Like that That's a man child. Man. That was one of the players I noticed watching the game between the Eagles and Giants the other night. This guy here, and we're talking about from shotgun, from freaking eye form, it don't matter how you line him up. Guess what? He going to run at least three people over. He running at least three people over. And he going to drag two more. I don't know what it is, but the way they have the run game set up this year, those power backs are something else. 57
man.
Carries. This is before the game, so I don't know what he has right now. He could have way more yards right now. But 57 carries, 395 yards, and 9 touchdowns. 9.
Yeah.
In 3 games. Through 3 games, 9 touchdowns. You smell that? You smell that stuff?
Smell like something.
Smell like an offensive player of the year waiting to happen, at least. What
man.
You think? It's looking rough. I feel sorry. I feel sorry for the NFC East. But, hey, you never know. Zeke may sneak up and cause his own little noise. But, yeah, I want to touch on him, Paul, the LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount stats. Also, we spoke about Nathan Jerry. Another person that I want to give a shout out to. Let's talk about just for a quick second. Did you notice Revis had 2 picks, but they both were pick sixes?
Wait, really?
Yeah, only 2 picks on the year. Pick sixes. Took them to the house, both of them. It looked like he still got a couple of plays to be made in those old knees. Shout out to the Cardinals owner, man, making that happen with old man Revis out there, because I sure wanted them out here in Green Bay. Did you have a let's throw out one more player for each of us, and then we'll move on and try to get Julian on the line, man, because I know he's waiting very patiently.
All right, let me stick with the same team real quick. Jerron Brown, wouldn't have thought that beginning of week 4, he'd be 5th in receptions, 30 yards, and 1st in receiving touchdowns. Honestly, I don't know anything about this guy. I know he, mm-hmm. when I see him on the roster and I see his name pop up, I immediately think John Brown, but then I see it's Jerron. I'm like, who is this guy? So, hey, shout out to Zach for having 2 players that are currently doing a lot better than what a lot of people thought. The second player I want to bring up is the guy I just recently went against, and I very much so contributed to his total, Danielle Hunter, 22 years old, second year in the league, already up to 8.5 quarterback tackles, and he is up over the next person by, I think, 2 or something like that. Right now he's shining.
He's actually clear by 3. Danielle Hunter has 8.5 QB tackles. And everybody else has 5.5 falling behind him.
God.
It's not even close right now. It's not even close.
Listen, I tell you
guy's killing.
Yeah, when I was playing against him, man, it almost felt like there was some nanos going on or something. I'm not accusing him or nothing like that. I'm not saying that's what happened. The way he would just get to the backfield so quick, man, it was ridiculous. So shout out to Jason on that, man. He's out there shining. So, yeah, then my team. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I had Danielle Hunter as my last person as well. So with that being said, hey, like I told you guys, we have a very, very, very great guest today. We're going to bring him on. He's going to join us for the last couple of segments. He's going to do some guest picking with us. He's going to explain what he's trying to do with his project as far as the videos and everything. I got my guy, Julian, owner of the Detroit Lions. Yo, Julian, can you hear us? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you loud and clear. Julian,
yes, sir.
What is going on, sir?
What's up? I really appreciate
Thank
you guys
much,
having
man.
Me on here.
No problem. Hey, Julian, so just starting off, let's get a little background about yourself. Where you from, favorite team, how you found out about the league, just a little background, if you didn't mind.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm from Jersey, near the shore. I'm 17, actually, you know, kind of like, I guess, younger than most of you guys in this league. But, you know, I just love simulation, you know, football and Madden. I've really been looking for a simulation league for, you know, as long as I've been playing. And I actually came across Q on Operation Sports. I think maybe Goins, actually, you know, ended up messaging me first, contacting me for a scrimmage, and, you know, that's kind of how it went. So I kind of pitched my idea to Q and this whole thing, and, you know, they digged it. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Man. Hey, it's a great thing. It's actually one of the best things I've seen in this league in quite some time, man. Those are some great videos that you put together. Definitely how you incorporate, like, real clips from First Take, Max Kellerman,
yeah,
and all those guys. It's a real great thing what you're doing here. And, hey, I just hope I drop a couple of good sound bites so I can find myself in one of those videos here soon.
Yeah, of course. As long as you guys are supplying me with clips, I can put something together for you. So, yeah, you know, there's much more to come with it. Appreciate all the support from everyone about it. But, yeah, I have fun making them, so.
Yeah, we're great. We're very grateful to have you here. So, what are your expectations this year from the league and from your team? Are you just out here just trying to have a good time? You looking for a Super Bowl? Like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I came into it, you know, extremely competitive, and, you know, obviously right now I'm 0-4. I'm looking at probably 32 in power rankings coming up, which I'm not taking well. And I plan to completely change what I'm doing going forward. Everyone sees much improvement because, you know, I want this, you know, I want to play competitive. I definitely don't want to be at the bottom of the league. I'm not taking this well. So, you know, I'm going to be in the lab working on an offense, putting together some schemes. And, you know, I vow that I'll be back hopefully at the top of the game soon enough.
All right. That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. So,
I really don't like the performance I'm putting together right now, so.
I understand that. Look, because we was about one bad throw from us not having the radio show today. No, I'm playing. But
you pulled that one out.
Yeah, I did. So, I definitely understand that. So, as far as, like, the league so far, is there anything particular that you like? Like, is it the level, you know, the level of competition? We have a lot of characters in the league, as you've seen so far. So,
yeah, no.
I mean,
I think it just really, it all kind of, like, hit me that, you know, most of the teams and players and owners in this league are, like, really damn good. And used to, like, I'm not used to that competition. So I got to kind of get on my game. You know, the four teams that I've played so far, you know, they're pretty damn good. And I wasn't really expecting the competition that I'm getting. And, you know, I gotta definitely pick it up. It's a wake-up call for me.
Yeah, it's the cream. It's the cream of the crop here. It's a lot of good, a lot of great owners, a lot of people who love football, love Madden. So, yeah, you're going to get the best when you log in every day to play your game. So, hey, I'm not going to lie, it's still a gut check to me every time I play that I'm nowhere near where I once thought I was when I first joined the league. So, with moving on, actually – do you have some time? Will you be able to stick around with us for the whole show? Because we got a couple of things we want to discuss,
of course,
and we just want to get your input. Oh, okay. Well, let's keep moving then. Steps. Do you want to go? What's up with that? Are we finna rattle these off? Are we finna go?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and run through these, man, because I got a lot of questions,
yeah,
man. I'm trying to figure out.
We got some questions. All right. So y'all seen us in the chat. We've been dropping the hashtag. We've been asking the patent question now, trademark 2017 by yours truly, JTurk214, and Cypher the God. What's up with that? And the phrase comes from things that just doesn't make any sense with the league, and it's not us bashing. It's just this is some crazy stuff that's going on. We're trying to figure out what's up with that. So, what's the first one that you have on your mind? So let us know what's up with that, or what you think was up with.
Look,
that.
Let me tell you something. There are a few teams that are undefeated. All right, let me go off this list real quick. You got the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got B. You got Bryce. You know, you got Gomes. You know, not really surprising. You got, you know, the Patriots, you know, you got, you know, the Falcons, you got myself,
And then you got the Seahawks. What's up? Like, how did Matt get undefeated? How is this happening? When is he playing as elite as he is right now? Since when? What's up with that?
What is up with that? I'm a little lost. I think I do know. Just a little bit. What is up with that? That defense is ridiculous. I coined the term of an autopilot defense. That's an autopilot defense. That I was so sad playing them. I literally want to cry just a little bit. Just scared one tear like Denzel on Glory. That's what I want to do. I just wanted to shed that one tear. Like, good God, how do I stop this team? But moving on, we got other ones. I got a question. So, Steps, what's up with Pat Mahomes having 254 yards? No, 224 yards and 2 touchdowns on 5 of 5 throwing in the first half.
Ugh. You know what? Who was that against?
It was yesterday. So whoever AC was playing yesterday.
What, Chargers?
I want to say
it, man. Because of hashtag Spygate.
Spygate. Oh, hold on.
Time out. That's what I want to know.
Steph,
I want to know what's up with
there
that.
There you go. Steph, take it. Let us in on Spygate, because you did some investigating reporter. And what did you find out about Spygate?
All right, so first and foremost, if you guys weren't around, I think yesterday, Ark, who is the Chargers owner, was playing against KC, which is AC, the admin. And apparently things got out of hand in that game, where AC was delivering a smackdown of epic proportions against the Chargers defense. So the questions started coming up, and the accusations were kind of there, kind of subtle in there. But the question was, is AC currently watching screenplays and actually viewing Ark stream live to determine what defense or what offense to call? So his logic behind it at first was that he kept running the clock down to 1, which made him think that he was adjusting his play according to what he was seeing. So after speaking with the commissioner about this, the commissioner told me that – hold on, let me pull up. All right, so he mentioned that this is the first time he has lost to AC, so it may be a pride thing that Ark is bringing this up. And so then after asking Ark about it, Ark happened to mention that, hey, you know, I think he earned the win. I don't think I've ever been shut down this bad. He was waiting to snap the ball at 1 to 2 seconds. He just whooped me. There's no story here. So, Turk, what do you think? You think there's a story here?
I don't. I agree with what he said. I agree with what both of them said. Like you said, it was a pride thing there. He wasn't used to taking L's to AC. So the first time he was pretty much getting destroyed. He cried wolf. So I don't think that's a no story. That's a no story. After we dug a little deep, pause, and tried to uncover what was going on there. But yeah, that's definitely no story. Well, another one, we're going to run off in the next couple of minutes real quick. Oh, what's up with that? Jonathan Stewart averaging 8 yards per carry.
Have you
on
seen
how many
game, though?
Have a what?
How many carries does he have?
You know what? That's a good question. How many carries does he have?
Now, listen, have you seen the games that he's actually ran wild? Have you seen them?
61 attempts.
61 attempts? That's is he leading the league in – he's not leading the league in rushing. He couldn't be.
No, he's not. But
well,
still, I will say this. From
the
games
game
that I've watched
tonight.
Oh, he's actually down to 6.7.
Yeah, the game tonight put him down to 6.7 on 61 attempts.
That's still,
yeah, he got knocked down. But before that, when he was playing against LB, and I forget who else he was playing against, Jonathan Stewart halfback dive has to be undefeated. If there is no defensive line get a hand on Jonathan Stewart, he's trucking somebody on the second level, whether it be a linebacker, a safety, a corner that thinks he's going to help out. Somebody's getting trucked and wrecked. And that's what's been happening. That's how his average yards per carry has been so high.
Yeah, I believe it. Hey, so you got another one, Stelz? We got about maybe 4 minutes, so we're going to have to go through the pick-ems with Julian here in a second. And you got any more? What's up with that?
All right, so this is one of the most important ones that I have an issue with. There are multiple fumbles per game, and I don't know what's up with that. I'm trying to figure it out every single time I'm watching the game. I don't know if it's the rain because people are juking with people that shouldn't be juking. People aren't holding RB. I don't know what's going on, but I'm seeing 4, 5, 6 fumbles a game and turnovers happening like crazy. So I don't know what's up with that.
Let me fill you in real quick on that. So this is, like you said, this is the most important. What's up with that? I'm going to give maybe about 20 seconds to this. I'm going to just run off some numbers. You got Jordan Howard, four fumbles on the season, 89 carrying. You got David Johnson, 3 fumbles on the season, 91 carrying. You have Derrick Henry, 90 carrying, 3 fumbles on the season. Melvin Gordon, 89 carrying, 3 fumbles on the season. Deion Lewis.
Man.
Never mind. Not Deion Lewis. Kareem Hunt, who only had 1 fumble in his college career, 90 carrying, 3 fumbles in the SFL. There is something there. There is something there that may need to be a point of emphasis in the offseason for the slider committee or whoever it may be, but there is an issue with the fumbles this year.
I did a little research, and on average for the last 5 years, team running backs in general, all right, so not just one player, but running backs in general, average 2.5 fumbles per year, okay, per year, fumbles lost. And that's talking about the entire league.
God.
So,
that's not matching.
They're up like the 3-4 right now, and it's only been like 4 weeks, so who knows what the numbers are going
to
look like.
I think you guys made a solid point here to the commish.
Yeah, we're making
this is right here, those stats you brought up. Hell yeah. You're proving your point.
We're definitely trying to prove it. There is something to go there. Hey, Stelz, let's get to these pickles real quick, man. This 30 minutes flies by so quick every turn. We might need to move to 45. Let's find 5 games that's left in this week and just go through, and all of us, we just rattle off who we think is going to win. Let's see. We got Bills Falcons, who I believe are playing tomorrow in that game. I think I'm going to take LB.
Okay. There's what, like how many titles between them two? Maybe like 10 total titles?
A billion. There's a whole bunch of them. Julie, who you got
I
on that game?
I believe they're back and forth. So I'm going to say LB. I'm going to say LB is going to win over Q in that game.
All right. And Julie, who you got in that game?
You know, being the rookie here, you know, I played against Q. Just looking statistically, I'm going to have to probably go with Q here. His defense, he's second in defensive, just allowing second least yards in the league. I mean, I know I played against that offense, and it's firepower for sure. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Q there. Five men out of you, too.
All right, next game here. I got the question is this game going to get played? We got Black Diamond versus Goins. Who's going to win that?
I'm going to say Black Diamond. I'm going to say Black Diamond going to pull a rabbit up.
Black Diamond. All right, we got 10 seconds. Who you got, Julian?
You know, I'm going to go with Goins. He's putting up 42 points per game, so I'm going to go with that.
Gotcha. Well, hey, it looks like the show's about to wrap up here. We're going to have to actually get up out of here. Sorry we couldn't get through all the quick ones. We might have to expand this thing to 45 minutes. But that was this week's edition of SFL Weekly. We appreciate Julian being on with us. Definitely hope to have you back soon, Julian. You are a great co-host for us for the second half of the show. And for SFL Weekly, it's your boy JTurk214 signing off with my man's Cypher Guy Steps. I'll let y'all next week.
Peace out.